The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. And today we have in-house with us the Chartels, Kenny Chartel and Ken Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Welcome, guys.
Hello,
you are
Meg.
Experts on Little Deuce Coupes, I think.
A little bit of that and everything else that has four wheels. Yes, ma'am.
We have so much fun. I'm so glad we've been doing this over a month now, this show, right?
It's yes,
been
we have.
A couple
quite
months
a,
now?
Quite
yeah.
a few different topics we've gone over. Everything from AC to
We've
brakes.
Covered a few.
Yeah. Brakes, everything else. So that's what's cool about the Pensacola Expert Panel is I'm so fortunate to be able to bring in experts like these gentlemen who are with Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze because they own a shop that takes care of all models, all different kinds of vehicles, all different kinds of issues, problems, can do just about anything. And I know this because I can give a testimonial and say that I used to bring my sad little 2006 Chrysler Sleekring in there.
It was a wonderful car.
I mean, they kept that car running until just a couple of years ago. So I can tell you, they do it all. But today, if you have any questions, maybe you got a noise. There's that noise. There's that squeak. There's that rumble. There's that rattle. Something that's bothering you about your vehicle. Now is the time to text it in because this is basically car talk. We're talking about cars and vehicles. 850-437-1620. And to kind of kick things off, you said you want to talk a little bit about...
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about tune-ups today.
Tune-ups.
And we'll start it off with little M&Ms, myths and misunderstandings of what tune-ups are these days and what they used to be, the now and then of what they
Because they're not the same today as they were back in the day.
No, they've certainly changed. My father's got a little more experience with some of those tune-up days.
Right.
Say.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, you'd bring your car in at around every 15,000 to 30,000 miles. We'd put plugs, points, condenser, sometimes an ignition wire. There was a lot that went into a tune-up back mm-hmm. in the day. Mm-hmm. And those things are completely different now with the advent of electronics. You don't have points. You don't have condensers. So none of that needs to be adjusted. And that's what they meant by a tune-up, was resetting timing, checking your carburetor, checking your plugs, cleaning them. Believe it or not, back then, we would clean the plug if they looked pretty good and rerun the plug again, regap it and rerun it. So those were, it has definitely changed. Now there's just intervals when you need to bring the car in. And, every manufacturer is a little different. Your owner's manual will say when it needs a plug. So the days of, my car's not running quite right, I think I need a tune-up. Those days are gone.
Yeah. And
another
thing to remember there, cars required more maintenance at shorter interval times. You were required, 10 to 15,000 miles. You needed a tune-up because a couple things happened. One, your fuel economy went down. You started puffing, the engine performance would run rough, mm-hmm. As components wear out or carbon build up on a spark plug and things like that, or that point gap would wear, you'd lose performance in the engine, and you'd notice that. Today's cars, have a lot of variables that help compensate for things like that. And while they may still happen, they're so subtle, and of course, with the advent of computers, they're quick to let you know as soon as an issue arises.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. true. As where before, when the points started closing up, the timing would change. You'd lose power, and then you always had a carburetor on the top, which the automatic choke would always want to start sticking around this time of year, and that's when you got all that black smoke rolling out the tailpipe.
Oh, boy.
In first thing in the morning.
That's not good. That's not good. We're talking with Kenny Chartel and Ken Chartel, the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show, so give us a text or a call on your car, and we can talk about how you can take better care of it.
So what does a tune-up mean today? Often we get a call into the shop and a customer say, hey, I'm looking to schedule my vehicle for a tune-up. Our response is, no problem, we'll get you in. What kind of issues are you having? Well, nothing really at the moment. And then you hear more of the story. Well, it's kind of running rough in the morning or something of this nature. And well, the tune-up is a generic term, more of a performance check is what's needed there. But, you know, a lot of times what a tune-up means today is, you know, most of your vehicles are computer controlled with fuel injectors and ignition systems. Spark plugs go a lot longer, you know, 60 to 100,000 miles. They don't have to be checked as frequently as that 10 to 15,000 mile mark. And then the other thing, of course, you know, there's no more distributor with wires and a rotor and points. That's all done through coil-on-plug ignitions. And then, of course, with the modern diagnostics of a computer and being able to plug that in, that definitely helps diagnose, identify, and then problem solve, you know, any ignition or, if you want to call it, tune-up related issue, if that is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's all electronic now, is where before it was all mechanical. So the electronics don't need a little screw that you have to adjust anymore.
Right.
They're also gone.
Just pop the hood, give it a little turn onto flathead. Right. You'll be good to go.
The idle's a little low. Well, you know, years ago we would just run the screw in a little bit. Now we have to find the problem why the idle is going low. There's an electronic reason.
Well, we've got a comment coming in. This is pretty funny from our friend Paul. He says, cars made after 2010 are not worth buying, LOL, for too many computer problems.
That's very true.
But the good news is y'all have kept up with all of that technology, and you can do both, which
absolutely.
Is pretty amazing.
You have to. You know, you have to know, first of all, you have to know where it all started from
right.
in order to be you know, a good technician, somebody who understands not just what's going on with cars now, but how that squish, squeeze, bang, blow all works, you know, how an engine operates. And a lot of times you get back to the basics. And when you get back to the basics, you learn those things. So, yeah, being able to understand that knowledge and then, you know, putting it and applying it to today's diagnostics, you know, you can, a lot of it can be cross-referenced in some ways, mm-hmm. you know, in some ways it can't. So
is there a difference between a tune-up and an inspection?
Well, again, the tune-up, that's a, like Kenny said, that's a generic term that mm-hmm. we used to use years ago. But
right.
Now it's really, you're following your maintenance schedule.
I see. Okay.
Because even though the plugs can go to 60,000 miles, before you'd start feeling problems before. Now you don't. So people go a lot farther with them, but you just don't have those issues.
Yeah, and I mean, the big thing there is maintenance. You know, the difference between yesteryear and today with tune-ups is, you know, maintenance intervals are longer, but of course, if you don't do a good job of maintaining that car at that 60,000, 80,000, 90,000 mile interval when it asks for plugs and certain components to be replaced, it can also add to the cost of whatever that maintenance may be if you skip it. So it is important that while the intervals are longer in today's standards, if you miss those intervals, of course, that can lead to possibly costlier repairs down the road or additional things that may need to be addressed as well.
Okay, so we have another question that just came in. If you've got a question, this is the Car Care Show with our car experts here in the studio. Does Affordable Automotive have a general diagnostic check, like a 27-point inspection or whatever, and how much would that run? Sort of what's the price range?
Yeah, generally, we start off at a flat fee of $56 for inspections and then kind of go up as needed from there, depending on what the problem may be. But of course, up on the lift, we can see a lot of things, and we go through a set of inspections, you know, depending on what the issue may be, if it's performance or road noises or clunks when I go over bumps. There's mm-hmm. all sorts of different roads you can go down, but absolutely, we always follow a set of standards at our shop that ensure we're doing the best job we can, not only to ensure your car is safe to drive, but making sure everything else is maintenance-free, you know, going forward before it leaves.
Right. So the best, it sounds like the message is preventative maintenance is important.
Preventative maintenance is huge these days, and it's easy. We have an oil change sticker, and we've talked about oil changes, right in that upper left corner of our window. 50-50. Some shops use just the interval on the car, and then others put a little sticker in that window. We're all moving fast in life today, and it's easy to go 100, 500, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months. Oh, gosh, I really need to get that oil changed. I'm 5,000 over. That's not good, you know?
Oh, gosh, okay.
When that interval hits, get it taken care of as soon as you can. The longer you wait, again, as these cars have developed and tolerances have gotten tighter, so does their ability to work with less oil, if you will, or issues like that.
And, the newer vehicles, they're running into problems with these engines consuming a little more oil. They've gone to, rings that don't have as much friction as it goes up and down the cylinder walls. So the engine tends to eat a little bit more oil. And again, I've said this before, everybody's that forgotten dipstick. Nobody ever checks the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And we find a lot of people that it needs a tune-up. Well, really what it needs is a couple of quarts of oil because it's low, because all these new systems rely on that oil for your variable valve timing. And if your oil's low, that computer can't control it like it should, and hence your car starts running.
Well, this is a question from me.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to take advantage of the experts in the house. So when I go to get my oil changed, they always say, okay, ma'am, what kind of oil you want? And I'm like, I'm not sure. So there's all these different 10W, da, da, da. There's all these different, so I'm just telling you, I have no knowledge. I am the typical, I hate to say it, cliche. I know nothing about cars. So when they ask me that question, I never know. They talk about synthetic or this. Can you tell us, give us a little like, oil 101, and how do I know what's best for my car? Do I go with the most expensive thing? Is that the rule of thumb? Or
on the oils, with the difference in oils, a lot of that, again, they've gone to these zero. I seen one sticker on a car yesterday on a newer Hyundai, and it said 016. I didn't know they even made a 016 yet.
What is a 016?
Yeah, what is that?
That was the weight. That's what it was calling for. The weight on it was a sticker under the hood, and it said oil recommended weight 016.
Now, an oil, is that like really thick, Dad, or is that really thin? Or
that's
what
very
is that?
Thin. It's really very thin.
Interesting.
It's very thin. So the different weights of your oil is the thickness of the oil. And again, they've gone to a lot of thinner oils, and you do tend to use more on the thinner oils because it's a lot thinner and it can get by the piston rings or the oil ring, and so you use more oil that way. When they ask you that question, really we don't ask that question, except for some people don't want to, you know, do the synthetics. They'd rather use the old conventional oil. That's fine. Almost all your new cars, they want you to use synthetic oils in it. So we always put in what the manufacturer recommends.
Okay, that
and
makes sense.
So we wouldn't be asking you that question except for, do you want synthetic or conventional? And most of the time in conventional, you can get some of the same weights in conventional oil as you can in synthetics.
Well, it only happened when I strayed from you once.
So long as you trust where you're going and feel comfortable, that's the big thing, you know, and that's what we want for customers and anybody coming into our shop to feel like they can come in, feel welcome, and, rely on us to get their car fixed right the first time. So.
Got another question that just came in on the text line. My mechanic says 5,000 miles for your oil change, and the manufacturer says 10,000 miles. Who's correct? And I am using full synthetic oil.
Well, that depends how long you want to keep the vehicle.
I like the mechanic's answer.
Interesting. Why the big discrepancy? Because it is confusing.
Well, the reasoning is for emissions reasons, pollution. You know, each quart of oil that comes out that's used oil is used oil. So by running the intervals longer, you have less pollution.
Okay.
And the manufacturer wants to make those intervals between the maintenances farther and farther. So they have decided to go this route.
Interesting.
With it.
Okay.
And a couple things, of course, with that too. You know, as you asked, what type of oil do I use, conventional or synthetic?
Right.
A conventional oil, usually change that every 3,000 miles. With the synthetic, it's typically around that 5,000 mile interval is what we push for. Mm-hmm. But yes, we've seen multiple manufacturers go 8,000 and 10,000 miles on an oil change, which might be fine if. One, we all got really good about checking our oil every couple of thousand miles, which the forgotten dipstick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then two, even if synthetic could hold up to that, you know, it just at the end of the day, a synthetic or a conventional oil, everything's going to break down with enough heat, enough wear. There's going to it'll eventually sludge. But yeah, going back to the question, absolutely. I think, you know, more and often.
Okay.
You know, rather than longer and less, because
so err on the side of doing it more often.
Absolutely.
I my one car, they call for 10,500 miles on an oil change, and there is no way in the world I would ever go that long.
Okay.
Because I plan to run this car a long time.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, and it is the car show with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel, how long have y'all been in business? Together now?
It'll be 30 years, December 1st.
Wow. So that covers a lot of territory when it comes to cars
and
experience, no doubt.
There's a lot of busted knuckles and knowledge up here to prove. And then, you know, some outdated electronics equipment that used to work, you know, 20 years ago and now newer things. And, you know, we're always having to remain teachable. You know, that's the biggest thing in this industry. You've got to remain teachable, because if you don't, you'll be stuck in your ways. And there's new technology coming out and things you see on the daily basis. Oh, they made a change here. Oh, they did this a little different. Why? Mm-hmm. You know, and it doesn't take but 1 year model change. And, you know, typically we see cars on the average of about 6 to 8 years is when I last looked. So the average model, you know, average year life is 6 to 8 years.
And that we see
at the shop. Mm-hmm. It has been going down. That number has been getting closer to that 5 year mark.
Interesting.
And, you know, well, again, it goes back to the maintenance thing. You know, in this fast-paced world, we're quick to forget about the thing that gets us from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, while the maintenance intervals may be longer apart, when you miss them, you know, that shortens the life of these vehicles by a lot, you know. And I think anybody who's in a vehicle right now can pick an example out of what used to be so good 20 years ago that isn't so great now, and, you know, run with that. And the same underneath the hood, you know, we still have to maintain things and doing a good job of that. Even with these cars that say 10,000 mile intervals, you know, it's important to understand and know what your mechanic is talking about when he says, I'd go at 5, you know, rather than 10. Sludge still builds up. Like our blood, the oil in a car is the same thing. And what happens when we get cholesterol in our bloodstream? It clogs up.
That's a great analogy.
Well, when sludge same clogs problem. Up in an engine, the same problem. And you start reducing that flow of oil like our blood. And, well, we have a stroke. An engine has a... Well, they break down.
A major failure.
So, you know, something to remember there.
Okay. So we got another question about the transmission. At what mileage point do I need to change out my transmission fluids? And are there other things needed to maintain a long life for my transmission? That's a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. There is also an interval for the fluid on the transmissions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Every manufacturer, of course, has a little bit different interval. But a great rule of thumb is at least before that 80,000 mark, you know, once you start getting so many miles on a vehicle and not having maintained the transmission, automatic transmission, you know, certain things are not worth touching after that many miles. Sometimes
you'll cause more harm than good.
Yes.
Sometimes that sludge that's in that transmission is the only thing holding it together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I can contest this where I've done a service on a vehicle, on a transmission. The guy I drove the car before really didn't feel any problems with the transmission. We serviced it. It was his first service, and he had 170,000 miles on it, and I said, I don't know if I would do this. It's working. Leave it alone.
Wow. Okay.
We changed the fluid. It wasn't a week later when he called up and said, I'm having transmission problems now.
Right.
And so it's, you know, sometimes the garbage in the oil is the only thing holding that poor thing together. Automatic transmissions these days, especially the CVT transmissions, those you really need to change the fluids in those quite a bit.
Okay.
Most manufacturers recommend about 30,000, and most companies are using these CVT transmissions. So.
Okay. Well, we're talking with our friends at Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. The topic today has been tune-ups, and it's come into several different subtopics, right. Of course. So getting back to the topic of a tune-up, so if I wanted to bring my vehicle in to you, and have you take a look at it, can you review again what you would do on that tune-up and a little bit of the pricing on it and about how long it would take? Would I need to drop my vehicle off, or can I wait? I mean, So what's the process?
Well, absolutely. If you're having issues with your vehicle and think that you're experiencing a little bit of performance loss, and of course, we'd love to get you on the schedule. By all means, feel free to give us a call at 850-932-0811, and we'll get you on the schedule. Take a look at it. You know, some of the common modern tune-up services that we would provide, if you want to call it that, would be, you know, checking a spark plug gap, seeing how worn out those spark plugs are. Taking a look at those engine air filter underneath the hood, maybe taking a look at the air cabin filter inside of the vehicle. You know, one of the other things is to see if there's any updates or any software improvements that the manufacturer has put out. And while we don't necessarily dabble into some of the manufacturer-specific updates, it is always worth looking into because, again, just like our computers at home need updates just about every other day, it seems like so do cars too. And when they realize there may be a glitch, it might be an opportunity for them to fix it as well. So just a couple of things, of course, along with, you know, checking the underside and a good flashlight checkover. But performance-wise, you're really looking at some of the things that help keep it going. So.
Okay, well, I had a text came in about that. It says, and it's kind of a reminder for our listeners, says people forget to change the filters in their CVT transmission. Is that correct?
Yeah, some of them do have a filter that is replaceable, and some do not. Some are built into the transmission itself, and there really is no changing of the filter.
So you just need to find out from your own make and model, I guess.
And you know, another thing is, you know, they always say the filters, you know, check the fluid. Yes, check the fluid. But if there's a problem because the filter is plugged up, you have a lot bigger problem than just the filter plugged up.
Oh, okay.
Because that filter should never really plug up. If it's plugging up, it's because the transmission is coming apart internally.
That's not good. I know enough to know that's not good.
You know, and we'll get another M&M here, myth and misunderstanding. We'll get a customer that may call in and say, hey, I'd like to get a transmission service on my vehicle. Okay, well, we'll be happy to do that. Are you having any issue? Well, when it's going from first to second or in a certain gear, it seems to shudder or kind of flare or kind of, something of that. Well, while a service might be good, I don't know if that's going to necessarily solve your problem. You know, a lot of times we get a phone call concerning a transmission or something like that, usually once there's a problem, not before, you know. And while a service may be recommended by some, that's usually not going to take care of the problem if you're getting shuddering or stuttering or flaring in that automatic transmission. Unfortunately, at that point,
yeah, there's other issues coming apart inside of it. So
again, hitting those intervals, making sure you're looking at that odometer, not that it's trip A or trip B and you hadn't reset it and you got whatever mileage on there. You know, look at that interval that you're at right now. If you're at 80,000 miles, pull out that owner's manual, or if it's not in the glove box and they've got them online now, take 5 minutes, go online, see where you're at in mileage, see what things you have and haven't had done. It might be a good idea to just get them checked over. That way you're not caught blindsided before you can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've been talking with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is Car Care Show. Let's get your contact info so people can find you guys and make an appointment today.
Well, we always enjoy being here and spreading the good word of automotive repair. And you can always find us at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Of course, you can call us 850-932-0811 and online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com.
All right. Thank you, son and father, Ken and Kenny Chartel, owners of Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. Have a great day.